Churches in a handful of cities in the United States are preparing to launch a sanctuary movement to help illegal immigrants stave off deportation, hoping to unite faith-based groups in a push for immigration reform. This new sanctuary movement is to be based on the sanctuary movement of the 1980s, when churches harbored Central American refugees who were fleeing wars in their home countries. The full plan will be unveiled in April. Kevin Appleby of the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops had this to say about the initiative.
Most recently, we've seen a large number of enforcement raids across the country that the government has been conducting, which has sort of devastated families and really caused concern in the immigrant community. That's sort of the backdrop for the movement toward sanctuary by some in the church and other faith groups. They believe that the government is targeting immigrants and that they need to be protected. So they're discussing whether to have churches provide sanctuary to these folks. But I think from our perspective, from the bishop's perspective, we think it would be counterproductive over the long run for this to take hold, because one of the important debate points here in the country is the rule of law and whether the rule of law is important to the United States. And I think that the bishops need to demonstrate that they want to abide by the law as it is stated, but also work to change the law.